Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
What are they talking about, though, on this episode of Primetime on Gift Grub right now on Today FM? It's 12 minutes past 8.
I don't think I can take it anymore.
Place is torn apart. Ransacked.
They've tortured us for 2 months.
We can't go on much longer like this.
Tonight on Primetime, we uncover the true extent of the horror of parents trying to occupy their kids during the summer holidays. Today marks the end of July, with many parents now realising there's still a full month to go before their beloved kids return to school. And full disclosure, I don't mind saying on a personal level, I'm feeling it. The horror for many parents is real, as this report from Fran now testifies.
Parents stuck at home with their kids during the seemingly endless school holidays are going off their nut, juggling work while desperately trying to occupy their children. I spoke to a group of shattered parents.
Cool camps.
We did rugby camps.
Science camps.
Swimming camps.
Tennis camps.
Yeah.
I've run out of camps.
Archaeology camps, we tried.
Archaeology camps? I didn't see that one. Where's that?
No, it's only a one-day yoke.
Jesus.
Yeah, forget it. Traditional methods of occupying children are no longer seen as effective.
I've taken them to see Lilo and Stitch.
Yes, Sarah.
8 times.
They know it by heart at this stage.
Some parents have resorted to desperate measures.
It's hard to admit it, but I bought a Monopoly board.
Some parents attempt to farm their children out for sleepovers, but that has its own trauma.
The problem is you have to pay back the sleepovers. You're on the WhatsApp group, so they have you.
And they can see if you've read the WhatsApp.
Then it's like an all-night rave.
Jesus.
Couches turned upside down.
Next door asked us if we were borgled. Thankfully, some parents have found a way out.
Thanks be to God.
Right.
We got the bridging loan anyway.
A bridging loan for what?
For a week in Centre Parks.
Oh. And that report by Fran gives me the heebie-jeebies, genuinely. But I think many parents find the logistics of working while simultaneously trying to end to entertain their kids a huge problem. I'm joined in studio by Professor Ulrich Dunn of UCD, who's Emeritus Professor of Advanced Mathematics and Logistics. Ulrich, you've done some research on this problem.
So if you look at the statistical model we created at UCD, Miriam.
I can see it.
You have here a graph.
Oh, yeah.
Two parents with 3 kids.
Okay.
June to September along the horizontal axis.
Nightmare.
One parent working from home.
Yeah.
You divide child one and child three by two camps, in this instance, Lego camp and stage school camp.
Don't remind me.
Multiplied by parent two. Subtracting child three at home, now we introduce the variables of variating drop-off times for child one and child two.
Okay, over that.
Multiplied by the square root of the unknown variables, such as one child forgetting their sports gear.
All right.
Or the neighbour you relied on for a lift next door heading off to British for a month.
Oh, I hate those people so much.
And you apply this through the algorithm.
Okay, and does it work?
Not really, Miriam.
Oh, God.
They applied the same model to the housing crisis and basically it's impossible to solve.
Well, thanks a lot, Professor, for coming in to Primetime tonight. Roll on September.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.